Support for this podcast is brought to you by Robinhood. Are you looking to invest in upcoming businesses? Are you looking to invest in your retirement or just to build a stock for the future? Well, the future is here with the Robinhood app. On this app, you can buy, you can sell stocks in companies like Google, Apple, Groupon, and many more. They also have pot stocks. They also got crypto stocks. So you really can't go wrong. So definitely go to Robinhood.com/NathanJ619, and that'll get you a free stock in one of those great companies as well. So, like I said, definitely hit them up and get your future on the ball rolling. So, support for this podcast is brought to you by the best hookers in town. No, I'm not talking about those kind of hookers. I'm talking about like the guys who hook your car up when you're fucked up and you've been drinking all night long or something like that. Well, if you need to get hooked up for sure, because you've been drinking or you're cruising around the city in your tax time car because it broke down, well, definitely hit up Red's Record and Towing Service at 1718 Bartlett Road. 38134 is the area code, zip code thing, you know. Well, anyway, hit them up at their phone number, 901-315-1856. Again, 901-315-1856, and you can get the best hookers in town. Just the kind of pick your car up, not those kind. So, all right, let's get to the show.
Basically, musicians, if musicians are gonna have, like, it's political views, you know what I'm saying? They consider country music and, I guess, rock music or whatever, they shouldn't, I guess, have a voice and say shit. Whereas, I guess, in hip-hop and shit like that, it's more of a known kind of thing, I guess? Because it's more of, it's like a fight for your rights
kind of thing. Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, hip-hop, that shit naturally just, like the hip-hop's, like, hip-hop artists on that, like, you ain't gonna fucking tell me what to say and all that shit.
Well, yeah, exactly. Real NWA type shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so it's like when artists like they said, like Dixie Chicks, when they came out and did this shit, because country music is, I'm not necessarily gonna say like it's political, but the people who listen to it are highly political.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
And we know what political party they going to vote for.
Exactly. So I guess when they voice their opinion in the matter, it becomes more of an issue of like, why
are
y'all
you
even...
country enough?
Yeah. Are you country? Yeah, that's a good way to put it. Like, are you country enough?
Shit, the thing is, they've been full of Taylor Swift's country card a long time ago.
Because
she's done a lot of pop.
Yeah, she does mainly pop.
But, I mean, I guess that counts, too, even in pop music. Because in pop music, when somebody says...
Lady Gaga been pissing on Trump's parade since that nigga been
talking.
But
look who Lady Gaga is, and look at, like, where she's from, though. And, I mean, and then look at that. You can't say something like, look at Beyonce. Like, look at her. Even if she was going to say some shit, too... Look where she's from, though, and, like, look who she is. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying.
Somebody got shot at Wayne concert.
But, yeah. I'm saying even like, well, I'm pretty sure Lil Wayne has opinions on political shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But.
I mean, they shouldn't let that girl, I mean, because the thing is, she going to vote regardless of what. She's supposed to not tell y'all who she going to vote for. What the fuck? Y'all shut up. Because the thing is, y'all, the only reason that they mad about it is because they would rather think she's going to vote Republican.
That's right. The only reason.
Not going to say you're voting Republican and don't say anything at all. Because I'm pretty sure if she said she was voting Republican, they wouldn't be mad.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that probably would, nothing probably would be said.
Exactly. So
mainly probably because to the president's Republican, and so on and so forth. But yeah, I don't know. I guess they figure if you vote Democrat, then you're going against the president or some shit.
I mean,
she is. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
fuck that nigga though.
True. I mean, but and then the other thing about it is, I guess you say is that, like, I don't know. I mean. This is like, what the fuck? I forget what her fucking name is. But she's like a comedian. She's like on the talk. And shit, the black lady with the fucking hair, big ass hair and shit.
Oh, the one that sits on the edge.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, yeah, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know.
Okay, so when she came
in. Is it Lainey Love or some shit? Her last name is Love some shit. It's Love somewhere, her name.
I'm not even going to get to lie to you and say.
I'm going
to
lie.
So. I think Love somewhere. So she came out and she was all like, you know, saying like, she was like, yeah, I will basically vote Republican and shit. Or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Nicki Minaj said the same thing, that she would vote Republican shit. Or whatever. Nicki Not Minaj. Necessarily saying when it came to Donald Trump and so on and so forth. But just saying
they voted in for general, their, but they voted for their tax bracket.
Yeah.
Exactly. And so
pretty much.
Okay, so then that's exactly so that's what
anybody,
I'm saying.
You think anybody back in the Bronx in Nicki Minaj's neighborhood is gonna vote Republican?
I highly fucking doubt it.
Exactly.
Highly doubt it. More than likely probably voted independent.
It's probably why that head ass lost a fucking streetcar a while ago anyway.
Who knows? It's a possibility. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of the kind of shit, the repercussions, I guess, in the music world are fucking ridiculous, right? Yeah, when it comes to voicing opinions on that type of
they
shit.
Because they fans say they come to, we want to know the real you and all this shit. No, y'all don't. Y'all want to know the, y'all want to know who y'all want to be, like.
Yeah, exactly.
Nah.
Right.
That's why they say celebrities should just keep their political views to themselves.
Because
you can get people to hate you just like for everything else, but it's just another reason.
Yeah, but I mean, that's true. You know what I'm saying? But I mean,
it's supposed to be a personal decision anyway.
I mean, yeah, but it's not like politics is not a ain't no social issue. It's a social issue, so why can't a celebrity, which at the end of the day is a socialite, talk about social issues?
And I feel like, too, hasn't music always not been, like, the platform for political topics?
Yeah, and political like, protest type shit. They've been doing that shit since the fucking 70s.
Right, like, damn near punk music is based on, like, standing up for your rights shit. Yeah. And shit like that, like. And that's another thing too. Like, where the fuck is punk music been at? Like, yeah, no punk because
they rap now. They're Lil Uzi Vert and fucking
Lil Pump.
Yes, like they are them niggas. Yeah. We don't have punk music. We got punk rap.
But this crazy fucking
punks.
But they're not saying nothing.
Dub.
That's like if you I mean, cause I'm saying like okay. So think about this. Growing up and shit. And, like, my voice is extra hoarse and shit for some reason today. I don't know why. But, I wish I had cool voices fucking like Sam Elliott or something. But I don't. raspy. Feel like, this is probably what Louis Armstrong probably sounded like the whole time. When he talked, just normal talking. He's like, hey, how you doing? I don't have a podcast. I just have a trumpet. I play my trumpet. Because I'm cool like that.
I want to learn how to play saxophone. That shit would be dope.
Oh, yeah. I love playing saxophone. This is amazing. Alto saxophone's where it's at. It's the she's eight.
I knew one nigga that know how to play saxophone. I don't know where he at now. But, bro, they need to let musicians vote however they're going to vote and be able to say how, like, say whatever they like. No, dang, because it's like all of her fans, I'm pretty sure a lot of new motherfuckers have posted up how they personally feel about politics, Trump, or somebody else. I'm pretty sure they don't put shit on Twitter, shit, post shit on Facebook, Instagram, whatever. Why can't she? Like, at the end of the day, she a grown-ass woman. Like, she a person.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
They need to remember that shit first. She a person. So, if she's going to vote, she's going to want people to know what side she's going to vote on.
Right. I mean, the thing about it, too, is that I mean, celebrities, they do it all the fucking time. Like, celebrities voice their opinion on what they feel is this or that.
It's called a cosign.
Right. Pretty much. I mean, and then the other thing, I'm trying to think of, like, there's, like, another, because celebrities do it probably the most of all, or whatever. For some reason, in music, as of late, of the last maybe 10 to 15 years.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a banishment thing, like, oh, don't say shit, it can ruin your whole career type shit.
No, Kanye West has proved that it doesn't.
Right, yeah. His album has not doing good. No, it's doing trash right now.
Shit, his album ain't gotta do good because his clothes is doing fucking amazing right now.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
But, like, when him and Trump became best friends, his fucking his catalog ain't get hurt for it. So why should Taylor Swift start hurting because she goes against it?
Well, I think because she's coming from the South, and like the South is known for that whole like, you know, your views are this type of thing. Even though it's the fucking 21st century, we're like a whole another time period. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I think just traditionally, I feel like that is why she probably would catch more backlash. And then him being from the fucking, I guess you say, liberal Midwest and shit, you know what I'm saying? They're like, yeah, cool, we don't give a shit. We want you to voice your opinion and shit. Even though what he be talking about is on some extra shit sometimes. But I'm just saying, it's just, I think that's the main reason. And I think that's why you have a lot of Southern rappers that don't really say too much or whatever about the thing. And then when they do say some shit, it's like, oh shit, this Southern rapper says something. Like when T.I. had something to say about this shit, it's like, bruh, Floop flamed his ass one time. And it was like, bruh, why are you speaking? You know what I'm saying? Because I automatically think that Southern rappers are going to go on the slave loop already anyway. You know what I'm saying? And then that's what he's going to revert back to. And so it's like, I feel like that's my personal opinion. I feel like that's why they don't say shit or whatever. And when they do say shit, it's like, oh shit, somebody, this rapper said something. No, you know what I'm saying? But Northern rappers, and especially rappers on the East Coast, they say shit all the time. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Slave, bro, should not fucking be. The niggas should be able to say whatever they like about the president. They should be able to say it, right? Because like, if our president can get up here and bump, like, not just Donald Trump, Obama, fucking every president we've had, if our president can go on TV and bump their fucking gums all the time about what they believe in, what they don't believe in, then why can't a person who's gonna choose the next president bump their gums about what they do and
exactly? And then the other thing about it too is the fact that, to me, it's more of like free speech, and it's just more of letting people know, like, hey, the masses, like, I'm gonna make this song about so-and-so, or around this, or whatever. The best band person or band or group I can think of to use an example of that people probably would know of currently, you know what I'm saying, and even probably in the 90s, but would be Green Day, you know what I'm saying? Because when Bush was in office, Green Day put them two albums out, and they was pretty much all dedicated to, like, hey, fucking America up kind of shit, you know what I'm saying? And, like, they was on Bush's ass about this shit. And then when Obama came in office, you had, like, a couple of, you know, like, semi-hate songs, if not full hatred songs, that came out, you know what I'm saying, and a couple of different genres, but that was really about it. It was nothing that made it, like Green Day did, it made it mainstream enough. You know what I'm saying? And to me, I feel like when artists make music instead of talking about it, when they make music that becomes mainstream, that's political, that's when you know shit is serious. Yeah. Like, shit is for real serious. Because it's like, now this music has made it mainstream.
Yeah, why? That's what I'm like. Why nobody made it like a real, besides like when YG did the Fuck Donald Trump song. Yeah. I mean, why ain't nobody made like a song that could actually be played on the radio?
Right, exactly. There's no real subliminal political songs.
Yeah.
Or, you know, if they are, they just ain't making the waves no more. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because people...
Or they did a really good job of, like, covering up what they were trying to say in the song. And then in that case, then why the fuck did you record it?
Right, because it's too deep. Yeah. Too deeply deep. You know what I'm saying? But, like, yeah. I mean, I don't know, bro. Like, I think about this shit sometimes. And even being a musician, it's like, almost kind of like, you're like, where do you begin? You know what I'm saying? Because, like, when you go back into the days of even Bush and Obama and shit like that, whatever, there was so much shit going on, you know what I'm saying, that it was easy to make songs.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And even now, it's like, it's still so much shit going on. It's just like...
Now it's just... Like, back then, it was more shit going on with Bush and Obama in office than with Trump. Trump is just a... just a racist wave. That's all it is. Like, back then, like, with Bush, you had damn near, we was about to creep into, like, a fucking Great Depression era again, damn near. Like, it was, gas was out of control, like, going up and down, up and down. Like, fucking unemployment was crazy.
Right.
Fucking, what do you call it?
War.
Yeah, war. Honestly, like, there was a lot more shit going on.
Right, right.
Like, that you could actually talk about now. I'm, like...
Yeah, I guess, too, but at the same time, I mean, if you think about it, it's like, you still got war, but it's not, it's a different war, you know what I'm saying? And then you still have major political things like that, like shit with other countries and so on and so forth, the tariffs, all that shit, that, I guess, make a big deal. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then you had, like, the whole wall thing and all that other kind of shit. And that's my thing. It's just, like, where the fuck is... I haven't... That's where my biggest, I guess, quarrel comes from, is that in the music world, either... Because you have two sets. Either you want it or you don't. You know what I mean? And then... But you haven't heard anything that's, like, pro or con wall type of song, or anybody really even just making something simple about it, you know what I'm saying? And then you haven't heard anybody making any songs that are technically America-driven type of songs, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, they are just driving America to the fucking mud.
Well, yeah, I'm just saying, for so many, but for there to be so many artists and so many people to feel like, okay, either one, you know what I'm saying, the president or politicians in your state or whatever it is, you know what I'm saying, are making America great again, or they're either not, you know what I'm saying? But it's like, you're not getting no heartfelt songs about, like, oh, well, yeah, you are doing this, or we are making America great again, or we're not, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, that's the people just, I think folks got to a point where they're like, I'm just going to worry about myself for a minute.
Yeah. Yeah, okay, and that's another thing, too, because... I feel like, as sad as it is to say, you know what I'm saying? Like, man, I feel like I'm gonna fucking eviscerate me for this shit. But, like, the fucking United States United type shit since 9/11 shit is worn off. And people are back to their fucking, hey, fuck, I don't give a shit about your problems. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just gonna do my own thing. Yeah. Leave me the fuck alone. You know what I'm saying? And the whole, you know, like, yeah, let's get together and, you know what I'm saying, let's be one, and the group shit, all this shit is worn the fuck off. And I feel like, and...
It's because it ain't... It's,
you know,
two,
it's
two sides now. It's like, it's dead. Like, I hate to say it, but it dead ass is going back to, not even, when I say color, not black folks, but, like, a white and colored type of thing. It's like...
Well, yeah, not only that, and it's not only going... Reverting back to that, it's only reverting back to that in the United States, I think.
Yeah, no, it ain't like that in the whole world. I'm just talking about the U.S.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm saying it's only reverting back to that issue in the United States simply because the United States doesn't want to bring forth the fucking issue of what it is.
Yeah.
Because they're just like, well, the issue exists, but let's just, like, kind of patch it a little bit and just kind of go to the next thing and we'll come back to it.
Yeah.
And it's like, you've been doing that for, like, you know what I'm saying, what, like 100 years or some shit, and it's not working. You know? So it's like, go ahead and fix the fucking problem.
Yeah.
And then you might actually get somewhere. But in order to do that, it's gonna take way... It's going to take another 100 fucking years to fix that. But you, first off, they just got to come forth about the issue first. You know what I'm saying? And then, let alone, like you said, with the color issue, is it's coming down to, like, you know, like back in the day where you have, like, when we were talking about, like, presidents and shit, you know, like Abraham Lincoln or how the fuck is that dude's name? The other dude.
George Washington.
Nah, but I forget what his name is. But the dude or whatever, you know, back in them days or whatever, the major thing that was bothering the country was, like, should you get this political Republican or should you get this the Democrat dude? And so that brought division and shit. But now it's like America has so many underlying problems that never got brought attention to.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That it's like, this is the icing on the cake. It's like the icing on the cake. And it's like, it's so many problems that are now all of a sudden like...
This motherfucker just...
This is what happens when you sweep shit under the rug for later.
Yeah.
Definitely. That is definitely... That should be on a fucking t-shirt.
And him and his carpet hair just came and lifted that shit up a little bit.
Right. I mean, and it just... Everything... If you look at the past, like... I'd say 5 years, bro. It's like everything has come to... Everything that has been an issue with America has come to a head. From civil shit with...
To healthcare.
From black and white relations to healthcare to women's rights down to fucking kids down to bullies down to schools. Yeah. All of this shit has all fucking come to a head.
I think Trump just like... He just like... He got it. He got people in his mind frame like it's okay for you. Like no matter what issue you have with whatever type of person or whatever type of group of people, even if it's a fucking unnecessary, a fucking old ass issue that you shouldn't even be having. If you have that issue, let it out.
No.
Sometimes you need to just shut up and deal that shit on your own.
But yeah, but at the same time. As a country and shit, you do have to... You got to learn to let it out. And be like, hey...
Our country is letting that shit out in the wrong because most of the issues that are the people in this country...
But the reason I feel like it's all in anger is because... Let's start with black people first. Let's start there. Black people looking at it like, bro, it's been so long. Like, when the fuck are we going to get our turn in line?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then you got women who are like... Yeah, they came, but we've been up here in line at the same time.
And my thing,
you know what I'm saying? And it's like,
even with anybody who's like, when we gonna get outside? I'm like, bro, they not trying to show the Indians no love. What the fuck?
Everybody's
fed up with being treated differently.
Right, and then you think about it. Even that shit has come to a head, bro. Like with the reservations, the pipeline, all of that, and now. Native Americans are like, look, like, nah, bro, like, we want our shit to be right. Like, you can't be coming through here, fucking with shit, bothering us, so on and so forth. And so it's like, everybody has that number in line, you know what I'm saying? And nobody's been talked to, and everybody in line is like, you know what, fuck this place.
Yeah.
Let's, you know what I'm saying? Like, let's riot and shit. And so, you know what I'm saying? It's just... I don't know. It's just you gotta come fix one issue and problem at a fucking time. And you know what I mean? If America just was like that one, like that dude who had that breakup and was like, you know what? I'm for real deal. I'm gonna take this year to myself and not bullshit. And America took that whole year to itself and didn't focus on no other fucking bullshit. But the issues that was here, America could damn near fix itself. For real.
I think it'll take more than a year.
I mean, yeah, of course it'll take a lot longer than a year. But I'm saying...
Because, like, I feel
that's
like...
That's a start, though. You know what I'm saying? So...
Because it... I don't know. Because this country full of a bunch... Like, it's full of whiny ass brats.
Yeah, like, that is true. America is definitely the brat country of countries. Because we live good over here, bro. Like,
yeah.
We balling over in this bitch, but we starving at the same time. Like, we live too good that we lost the sight of what real work ethic is.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we ain't out here plowing fields and shit like that. Like, for real talk, like, riding horses and building your own houses type shit. It's like, pay somebody to build this damn subdivision in 2 weeks.
Yeah, but then it's like, let's pay that person, then as soon as he's done building it, let's complain about him.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, exactly. But I mean, it's almost like a vicious circle.
Yeah.
To where it's like, this contractor is like, you're dedicated to this whole subdivision, but after that, you'll be too good that we have to ruin you a little bit to bring in somebody else so they have a chance to come up.
Yeah.
And so on and so forth, and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, it's a super stupid fucking circle. But I mean, I don't know, man. Like you said,
like, I ain't gonna lie, I don't know what the fuck, like, what they gonna do. It's been fucked up for too long.
Yeah.
To be honest, it's been fucked up. It's been fucked up.
I mean,
way too. The only way to honestly, I ain't gonna lie, the only way to fix this is to get all the old grouchy rich white dudes out of the offices that they've been sitting in.
Not only that, but I mean, I think you gotta open the door more to the people, bro.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, that's, you gotta get them fucking old grouchy rich dudes out of the fucking office first.
And you gotta get fresh fucking I'd say truly opinionated after the fact people.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Cause you got some people like our president and a couple of other motherfuckers who are just like, no. These are the facts right now, cause I'm gonna make them the facts.
Yeah.
And so on and so forth. And then you got people who are like, look, now I'm gonna do like a full on research and the full on background check it up, and then I'm gonna hit you with my argument to let you know that I can't lose type shit. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, that's really what we need. That's what we need. We need somebody like that, or people like that, or whatever. But, and then too, like, just need a classroom where you just be like, look, Aaron, everybody, we have pillows in case you want to scream into the pillow.
Yeah.
You can punch somebody with the pillow, just can't hit it with your fist. But we gotta get these problems sorted out in this fucking room.
Yeah. And they need to teach niggas how to like deal with their shit right then.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Like, because, bro, like, think about it. I feel like other countries handle issues and they're like, you know what, this is the problem. Let's go ahead and fix it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you niggas hate each other. Why do you hate each other?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what is it? It's in like London or some shit, or not in London, but in Europe, whatever. But it's like a section where it's like the Irish people and the British people or whatever, like, don't like each other. So they came with the solution. Like, look, here's a line. You niggas over there.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all niggas over there. Yeah. Don't bother each other. If you can be cool with each other, intermix. But if not, stay on your fucking side.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
They solved the problem.
Yeah, and that solved the problem. That was the issue right there. And it's like everything on one side is made for these type of people.
If America tried that shit, it'll just be a whole bunch of rich fucking white people over there, and then everybody else would be over here. Like it was at first.
Well, I mean, I'm not saying that we would go to that extreme.
That's exactly what America would do. We own California, Nevada, and you can go to the
Kansas.
Yeah.
I mean, if that was the case, if the 1%, if the rich 1% was like, look, we own all of this half of the United States, and y'all get the other half or whatever. To be real, let's just say them niggas was like, look, y'all get the Midwest and the whole East Coast. We'll take after Chacago on back to the West.
I'm like, nah, you can have a separation.
Yeah, right,
you get. Nah, you can have it. We'll want all that.
So, like, it's like, you cut that right there. And shit, to be honest, if we did have the other half, the 99% had the other half, that would be straight.
Yeah, because
they're going to burn the fuck up.
I was saying, until they fucked off their side. And they're like,
gonna,
you know, we changed our mind.
We're going to have a couple of fucking hurricanes and issues, but we could probably manage.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, bro. I don't know. But if that really what America should do, if they was to do something like how Europe did with that, it would be better to do more of, like, instead of money-based, you know what I'm saying? Do it more of like a fucking skill-based kind of thing. And it would just let you, it would put you in a position to where you got, like, okay, you got fully grown adults and shit. You niggas are bums, okay? This is bum land, you know what I'm saying? This is where you guys are at, you know what I'm saying? Man. Yeah, it's like everybody else, you trying to work and do shit and live proficient and all of whatever, you know what I'm saying, if that's the right word. But if you're trying to live like that, bam, this is where you at. You know what I'm saying? This is your spot. Or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And the rest of you niggas are going to jettison you to the bottom parts of Florida where it's hot as fucking alligators at.
That's why I'll be straight down there. But, man, I ain't gonna lie. I'm starting to give up on America. Like, I ain't even gonna lie, bro. I'm starting to give up on this shit. Because even the way, like I said, the way that the fucking, the damn campaign ads are, they nothing but racially charged ads and shit now. It's like, y'all don't even want people to vote based off of who cares about healthcare and all this shit. No, it's like, do you want to keep Mexicans out of this country? Then vote for me for your state senate.
Right, yeah, that
bitch,
is.
Bitch, what are you going to do?
That is fucked up. That is fucked up. And it's like, they shouldn't use that as a topic. I mean, yeah, they should, but they shouldn't. Because it's like,
I only think the president should be able to use that, to be honest. That's the only thing the president should be able to talk about, something like border control. I mean,
the thing about it is they all try to jump in and be like, it's just an ass-kissing race.
Yeah, state senate shouldn't be able to tell, like, governors none of that shit, because that, in all actuality, bitch, you can't do shit. The fucking governor of Maryland, fucking the senator of fucking Georgia, you can't do shit about the U.S. border. So,
all you can do is worry about your state's border.
Yeah, like, worry about
you're not gonna build a fucking wall for each state's border.
Yeah.
That ain't gonna happen.
Yeah, like, come on. And if you do, you're stupid.
Right? If Tennessee was like, you know what? Let's build a whole border wall for the entire state of Tennessee. I'm gonna be like, you know what? I'm gonna move.
Yeah.
Because you are wasting so much money.
Yeah.
On doing that.
Yeah, and I don't want to be stuck in them fucking traffic jams that you about to create.
Exactly. Yeah, right. Exactly. Over this impenetrable wall that you have made. That we're now trapped in this state.
Thank you.
Trapped in the state. We can't leave.
All you stupid motherfuckers going for this wall. Yeah, it starts at the Mexican border. Until he built that shit around. Going on around fucking Cali, going around that side. Let's go ahead and shift it on up there to Washington too. Because the president's like, well, I don't want him to sneak up the other side. And yeah, then he's gonna build a border around between U.S. and Canada. And guess what? No more Drake music, dumbasses.
Yeah, that would suck.
Like, nah.
That just takes so much money, man.
The thing is,
time.
Racism is so fucking strong. Where they're like, we don't give a fuck how much money.
Yeah.
Spend it all.
Yeah. Racism in America is definitely a major tough thing right now. That's an issue here. America gotta fix the race problem.
Yeah, and those split second decisions will fuck us.
Yeah, definitely, bro. Definitely.
Because that's all we need is somebody to be like, how about we just, that's all we need is a person in the crowd next time Trump doing a speech. Why don't we just build a wall around America all together? Who said that? Come up here. You're the man with the plan.
Right. I got blueprints. I've been thinking about it all week.
And he's planned it. Like, nah, we don't need no shit like that. Because it's like, I feel like we one dumbass president away from doing shit like that.
I mean, who knows, dude? Who freaking knows? Because, well, I don't know. For one, we ain't seen no actual fucking real wall.
Oh, no, it's not gonna happen, but I'm just saying.
And then the other thing about it is,
yeah, because it's been some years.
Yeah, bro.
That was like,
no, that's just because Trump, that's just because the whole time Trump was trying to get Mexico to build.
Yeah, Trump played them folks.
Yeah.
Trump played America a fucking
if he was like, I'm going to build a wall, and guess what? I'm going to use my money to build it. That bitch would have been up in 2 weeks.
Skirt, skirt. They would hit him with this Quavo skirt, skirt.
Yeah, like that, you know, bitch would have been up. But yeah. You trying to tell the people that you're trying to keep out to build their own barrier.
Right.
That,
and then you,
that's like trying to tell a serial killer, that's like trying to tell every prisoner to build their own jail cell.
Right.
They're going to make it to where they can get out.
They're not going to make it.
Right.
They're not going
to. Where they can do it the way they want to so they can get out.
But the thing about it is, like, why would I build a cell to keep myself in it?
It would be cool if they built it to where they could get out. certain little places. Just like, of course, that's what they're gonna do.
But the thing about it is, why would you go and build a wall in the fucking desert?
Because he's paying
to keep yourself out. No, he's not paying them. He said Mexico to pay for the wall.
He want them to put up the money, them to put up the people, them to put up the bricks.
So you're not getting paid because your government is not gonna pay you to do work to keep it out of somewhere else.
Yeah, Mexico's not gonna pay Mexicans to do a job on American soil.
Right. That would make no sense.
For free.
Right. Yeah. And of course, that's why if I just like the Mexican president when he was like, you know, he pissed and he's like, "What? I'm not paying for shit."
Yeah,
of course that's the reaction you're gonna get.
Yeah, because it's like, nigga, we already broke over here. You think we gonna spend the money we do have on that?
We got like a handful of cities that are still alive.
You
want me to pay for a wall?
Thanks to the cartel that they
and
still
build
alive.
A wall for like 10 days apiece.
Right.
And not get paid for it.
It's like, go home. It's like going to the hood and being like, "Hey, I'm gonna put up a 6-foot privacy wood fence, oak all the way around, and not expect it to get fucking spray painted."
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's why you got chain link fences.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
They came up with a solution.
Exactly. Exactly, bro. And it's like, think about that. It's like, think about it. If there was this stupid ass fucking wall that was around, think about the other side. You think America's not going to be on Mexico's side to make sure that the wall doesn't get fucked up?
Yeah.
They're not fucking the wall up, making holes into it, spray painting it.
Which they are gonna be.
Exactly. Like, shooting it, whatever the fuck.
It's like you got badass American kids that's gonna be on our side of the wall doing the same shit.
So it's like, what the fuck? Come on, man. America got played, but America was dumb for this one, though. It's like, you really thought that this shit was gonna happen? You thought this shit was
but
real?
But that's their problem honestly, with everything ever.
Oh,
with
yeah.
Everything ever. It's
with
like,
every president that comes along.
With everything ever. It's like, you really think you're gonna get rid of drugs? Yeah. You really think you're gonna get rid of gangs?
You really think that everybody's actually gonna for real love your plan to get everybody health care?
Yeah.
Come on.
Like, for real.
Like, exactly. Like, and the thing is, every president goes in and they're like, "Yeah, I'm gonna give you these dreams and we're gonna do the shit real." And it's like, that's another thing with America too, though. It's like, we start doing shit and we dump millions of dollars into starting something that we never fucking finish.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, I guess we'll just put that bill to the side. We'll get to it later. You know what I'm saying? And the next thing you know, like, 3 presidents later, it's like, "Oh, yeah, remember that bill that we had that we never paid? It's due.
Yeah.
Can't get around it."
And guess what? It's your fault.
Yeah. Other countries want to put us in collection, kind of.
And that's another thing. How the fuck can one country be in debt to another one?
Easy. When you don't have the means or the smarts and shit, I guess, as another country, you gotta depend on somebody else to hook you up. You know what I'm saying? Cause we slick ran through our shit pretty fucking fast over here. You know what I'm saying? And then plus, we selfish as hell. We like, you know what, we got oil. We just don't want you to use it.
Yeah.
We don't want to use it.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Like you're right. They don't even want to use that shit. Like, they like, after they used up damn near 90% of the oil in the ocean in the fucking Middle East, now they're trying to drill over here.
Right.
But it's like, y'all making motherfuckers sick. Because in the Middle East, y'all was drilling in big-ass deserts where nobody lived nowhere nearby.
Exactly.
So, of course, nobody was fucking inhaling none of those toxic-ass fumes.
Exactly. And there wasn't fucking black oil death everywhere.
Yeah. But
pools
you over
of
here
shit,
fucking
you know
in Texas drilling right next to this fucking major damn city. Of course, half the damn citizens over there are going to be sick.
Yeah. Cancer definitely runs quick in these areas.
Yeah. Like,
you know what I'm saying? Like, of course, bro. Like, I don't know.
And then I saw they said they gonna try to drill oil, like they gonna try to do it in the ocean. It's like, there you go. There you go, America. Go ahead and fuck up the last few fish we got. Right. I mean, there you go. It ain't like y'all right, like
there's always been there. There's already been one oil spill. And it was easy as
there's
no.
One that happened and like, a lot 20 of shit died or some shit. Cause think about it, before BP's oil spill, there was the fucking Exxon oil spill that happened before that, but like in the early 90s or mid 80s or some shit. Oh, whatever. And I'm pretty sure before that one, there was some fucking random ass fucking Texas or random oil spill somewhere that fucked somebody's land up. That's definitely what happened in the beginning of, what is it, Hollywood or Beverly Hillbillies, the TV show? And the dude cracks the old thing, it's like, oil everywhere. Now they're rich and shit. You guys polluted a lot of stuff. Did you guys clean any of that shit? I don't think so.
The got way the money and left. Yeah, I'm gonna say that's what they do. They just dip and they just hope that shit evaporates.
No, it doesn't. It's like
yeah, right.
America's stupid like it's liquid. It has to. No, nigga, that shit gonna soak back into the ground and fuck shit up down there. And that's where everything started. So it's like
I think America's got to like not pride itself so much on its fucking weapons and all this other shit, because we do build badass weapons and badass ships, badass tanks, cool stuff, but it's like some of this shit is so fucking useless.
Yeah,
when it comes to like
some of it,
when it comes down to like the common everyday person shit that we could be using. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, come the fuck on, man.
Most of that shit is useless that they fucking build. Well, I ain't gonna say most of it, but a lot of it.
Yeah. But, you know. I mean, I don't know, dude. But I spent a lot of time on TED and shit. You know what I'm saying? So, like, a lot of those TED Talks. It's like, America has so many genius fucking people out here that's like, if there was to be some crazy shit that happened, you know what I'm saying? Like, they're people who have invented whole growth systems. You know what I'm saying? You can grow whole vegetables and plant life and shit.
Yeah.
In a damn window seal with hardly no light. You know what I'm saying? There's people who invented... The nigga invented a plastic fucking gun. You know what I'm saying? Like, what the hell? Even though he went to jail for doing some creep-ass shit, he still invented the shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like... These people exist here in America. But America, we be so caught up in...
They need
being
to,
foolish and shit.
Yeah. And they need to fucking get up with Jaden Smith and his Just Water thing with his biodegradable water bottles.
Yeah.
Stop using this fucking plastic.
Or, like how they have the rechargeable battery for the flashlight and shit that works on water and shit.
Yeah.
When the battery dies, you put the cell in the water and it recharges the cell.
And shit like that.
Exactly. Well, that's cool as hell. You know what I'm saying? But, as always, on the podcast, let us know what you people think. And everything. And don't forget, you can become a patron to the show. And you can always donate $1, $2, $3, $4, $5. Get some cool stuff back in return, like t-shirts, tickets to a show. Bunch of awesome stuff. And, as always, too, let's don't forget to give the shout out to the people who make these episodes possible. And that number one shout out, definitely want to give a shout out to Not Your Ordinary Films. And all the high quality films and miniseries that they create. You can definitely check them out on YouTube and everything like that. Definitely want to give a shout out to Kia Woods Art and all the great new era art that she creates. And get your house set up. You know what I'm saying? I got a couple pieces in my house. And definitely brings the whole shebang-a-bang together. You know what I'm saying? So definitely look her up on Instagram. Definitely look her up on Facebook. And you can get your house hooked up. And your spot looking fresh like. Also, as always, House of Hooligans.